So again, the energies are shifting what we bring forth, what's invited. So they're saying allow yourselves to play along. In other words, there's an energetic promotion that's being extended, that's being invited to each and all. So what we're learning to do is to stretch our heavenly feathers, to stretch our wings of importance. Now, the importance part is the essential component to the offering, because they're saying it's high time that we pay special attention to ourselves. In other words, to watch our forward advancement, to watch our signaling of arrival, because we're the ones bringing in liberation. We're the ones teaching ourselves a place of assurance. So as you will receive your divine offering, now your divine offering is simply an enhancement and an overture blessing. It's surrounding your field with light so that you can discover your own self-assurance. So this is like coming back into your own soul essence, your own soul agreement of how to stand out. So how to stand out, it's a bit like walking out of the matrix, where there's an energy of just staying in homeostasis, like staying in the familiar. So what is being offered, what's being assured, what's being advanced is your own sacred alignment. So your own sacred alignment, here we go again, we're back to where we were. Your own sacred alignment helps you to stand out. What they mean by this is seek your own placement. In other words, just imagine you were going into a field and everyone's like, oh, look at the daisies, and everyone goes, looks at the daisies. But because of your acquittal, meaning your advanced status, so who you are in a soul level, how far you can reach, how far you can journey, how fast you can arrive, you see the daisies, but you also see through your spiritual vision light. You also see through your spiritual vision new renewal. So in other words, you're going to notice what stands out. You're going to notice sort of like a second sight. When they talk about like the second coming, it's coming to your own essence. It's coming to your own victory. It's returning to your own safe conclusion. So the energies that are being provided are, they keep saying this, to help you stand out. So in other words, to listen to your own music, to hear your own rhythm, to hear your own fantasy. So come here, hold on guys. Cappuccino, come here baby, come here. Okay. So our own fantasy, it's not like a misgiving. It's not something we're dreaming up. What we're doing is we're reclaiming ourselves outside of time and space. So as you will travel upwards, now when I'm saying as you will travel upwards, they're showing me the oracle card of fulfillment of wishes. So when I'm saying fulfillment of wishes, the energies is just pouring through, bringing forth blessings, bringing forth renewal, bringing forth your divine inheritance. So these energies are helping us to stand assured, helping us claim our own truth, our own light, our own victory, our own vibrational consent and awareness, so that we stumble not. In other words, everyone may be going left, but you're like, I think I'm going to go right. So again, how we think, how we choose. So I forget what they said in the beginning, but it was like to be self-directed, to stand out. Thank you. They're laughing at me, laughing with me. To stand out means we choose our own thoughts. We choose our own advancement. We choose our own circulation. So this is where standing out, you're going to feel your own relevance. It's sort of like there's just like mass of energy, but you're listening to your own concern. You're listening to your own essence. So when they say concern, it's not like you have a concern like heaviness, but your own field. We're learning to listen to our own field. They're saying we're learning to select our own music. So I'm literally seeing Olivia Newton-John. I think that's who it is. Well, whatever. But there's this girl at a jukebox. I think it is her. But anyway, picking a song. So listening to our own song. So we want to remember we're traveling. They're saying that we're going the distance. So we're traveling with the rays of God. We're traveling with the rays of light. And we're attesting to our own good value, meaning that we're picking up the pieces. We're drawing from our own essence. We're drawing from our own loveliness. We're drawing from our own essential sun. So in other words, attuning to our own broadcast. So this is the standing out, listening to our own broadcast, listening to our own evidence. The spiritual book says to do this, but I really feel like Joshua is telling me to do something else. So in other words, listening to our own inner voice, our own inner template. So there are energies from Atlantis that are circulating within our own true discovery. So when I say this, it's not like, oh, I look forward to the uncovering of Atlantis. These energies are within our immediate distance. In other words, we're opening up that ledger, that record keeping, and allowing the full transmissions. So this is where they're saying we must stay alert. Not staying alert for trouble from abroad, but staying alert to receive our own true discovery. So to receive our own broadcast, to receive our own great learning, to allow ourselves to be lifted beyond normal, administration, really distraction. Distraction is you just keep rotating with the linear life, the incarnation, and you don't really move much. It may seem like a lot's happening, but it's only within a certain distance, a certain parameter, a certain field. So the energies that are coursing, they're saying our very essence, are bringing us up further, or bringing us up at last to our sacred scribe. So as we will receive this change of heart, you're not losing your heart. So the change of heart is returning to our own sacred chambers, returning to our own sacred gifting, and allowing that to be stirred, So allowing ourselves to listen to our own soul memory, to listen to our own discourse. And they're showing me like on our higher altar, there's this flowering. It's like a rose or a lotus, but it's white. And it keeps pulsating. It's alive. So it's alive with God's glory. In other words, it really represents, I got it again. So it's like returning to the universal heart. Returning to the universal heart. So this is where we come undone. In other words, we're no longer pledging allegiance to our limited sense of self. And we're returning to that divine union. So when I'm saying returning to that divine union, each is a glow. So I'm receiving everyone, and we're just light. But we're not just like a little bit of light. It's like when you think of God's glory, when you just think of how magnificent whatever your version of God is, it's just like the ultimate. So when I receive each of us, we're all the ultimate. We're all the ultimate in our true essence. So there is this, it's some kind of like sun worshiping practice. But in any event, these energies are golden, and they're bringing forth I just see like light language, like they're bringing forth our highest destiny. So these energies are commingling to bring us our good fortune. So our good fortune is aligning with the stars, aligning with our truth, aligning with our sacred gifting. Each of us are ones of great acceleration. So we're each accelerators, really. That means we stir the pot. When you read a story, when you read anything, when you have an interaction, what you're doing is you're sending that pulsation of light. You're sending that pulsation of light to create a new tomorrow, to direct humanity, to direct the collective to its forever claim. So what we're doing in the here and now is bringing ourselves up to that exalted value. So the more that we can appreciate our destiny, the more we can appreciate our riches, the more that we can understand who we are in our own indicative value, so in our light, in our broadcast. So this is where, again, the standing out is abiding by that broadcast, sponsoring it, attuning to it, and allowing it to stir. So stir is coming into greater establishment, greater sequencing of heaven's arrival. So this is where we're coming into our own prosperity. We're coming into our own discovery. We're attuning to our own given lifestyle. So as you allow these energies to circulate, allow them to bring you the good news. In other words, allow yourselves to receive the gifts of heaven, to receive your light, to receive your holiness, to receive that heaven's assurance. So in other words, you're feeling your soul, you're feeling your own acknowledgement, it's like an energetic refinement. And when I say refinement, I really mean that, because you're just going to hear your soul better. That's just the bottom line of all of this. And it's going to give you a change of heart. So when you are afraid of turning the page, when you're afraid of letting go, when you're afraid of stepping out, whatever it is, when you travel with your soul's delight, when you travel with your higher assurance, it's where's the fear? It is no longer. So as you will receive the sacred vow. So this is remembering that we're doing this in tandem with the whole. In other words, our incarnation, our very life is being stirred. It's being stirred to sacred memory. It's being stirred to sacred appreciation. So it's really allowing graduation ceremony, allowing ourselves to be lifted. They're saying like off the dance floor. When I said that, I literally had these people dancing that just started levitating in the air, but they're still dancing. So in other words, it's symbolic of our future discovery. So we're moving with the light, we're moving with the high note, and we're creating, in essence, alternate realities. Because this is what we're gifted in. Remember, we're all the alchemists. We're all here to teach the broadcast of love. You can't teach what you have not first imbibed. So we're drinking love's heaven. We're drinking until full saturation. So drinking is, again, drinking in the light, drinking in the truth, and allowing that soul recognition. So allow these energies to stir your very existence. That means everything that you've been attested to. So this could be false memories, false beliefs, everything that's ready to release, as well as, like, I just see signing for a package, like permitting that the new arrivals. So where we've been in some holding patterns, or at last, I just literally see like a train that was like waiting, and it's like, okay, I've been given the signal to go again. So allow ourselves to adjust to our new arrival. The new arrival is our proper stationing. It's our proper adherence. So this is our light. This is our soul's remembrance. And this is our, they keep saying new tomorrow, but again, we're okaying it. We're signing for it in the here now. Let us receive with true advancement. So again, when I said true advancement, it's like receive the glory of I'm going to use the words God's union, but it's really your own God self. It's really your own proper stationing. So we're allowing that on our sacred breast of liftoffs. When I said sacred breast, there's some deity that apparently turns into a bird at times, because he looks like a bird, but he's just showing me the breastplate, and this symbolizes like our alignment with source, because our spiritual heart, which of course is where our God spark, our flame resides. So allow these energies to take hold. We all suddenly became the tree of life, so now we're a tree. And so just again, imagine those branches. Imagine all of life that a tree houses. It houses the birds. It brings forth great welfare to all. So let us receive. And so what we're feeling is that self-assurance. What we're feeling is that new lifestyle, that new broadcast. I've got these spiritual dragons. These dragons are holding sort of like that energy field to help us, to show me the world card. So again, to help us feel our own energy, to help us feel our soul's assurance. So again, we're allowing that light to, in our words, to speed things up, to no longer be afraid of letting go, to no longer be afraid of requesting our new consent. So remember the train, it was kind of waiting, and it's like being given the signal, all systems go, all right, here we go again. So we're allowing that light to dance, again, dance to, I keep wanting to say speed things up, but it ignites our higher heart, and it brings us fulfillment with ease. So in other words, we're no longer following the ego's trance, we're no longer following the ego's dictates, but we're allowing, remember, to stand out, to heal, to hear, and to honor, and to eliminate it just looks like something that was put in the tracks to keep it at bay. So that's just being lifted out. So to allow that stirring, to allow that stirring. Now when I receive that, it just feels like the most natural thing in the world. It's like someone leaving third grade going into fourth grade. It's like it's just following nature's course. Just following nature's course. So let us receive. You may receive awarenesses. You may see old memories just being purged. Like I literally see discs just being taken out. So remember, our higher self brings us our new coordinates with delight. You just may see a symbol. You just may see, I just see rabbit's fur. And again, for me, that's resurrection energy. So trust how your higher self delivers and permit all due knowing. Remember, we all have our own, oh my God, my third eye. We all have our own playbill. So how one receives from their higher self may be different than how another receives. It's no less effective. It's no less effective. What it is we receive symbols that they're saying it's a play of words. In other words, we're healing our consciousness and we're opening up to a new broadcast. So when I see that rabbit's fur, as I'm saying all this, I'm just seeing just moments of my childhood, my 20s, like I'm just suddenly seeing why I'm looking at rabbit's fur. So that sort of thing, where rabbit's fur would mean absolutely nothing to somebody else, it holds great power for me. So trust that which arrives. All right. They're saying receive well, receive well. There's some kind of anointing that's occurring. I just literally see like a baptismal kind of motion. And so that water is, it's sort of like washing away the old address, washing away the debris, washing away the entrapment. So it's what like the mind would cling to in the past. So just imagine like if you have a storm and the water comes, it just washes away anything that is not built on solid ground, that doesn't have that solid foundation, and the water just takes it away, takes it out to sea. Beautiful. All right, so let's